Yates sifhei. Okay, so habara termusim mitach psel shalahem is chayiv.
Did the bir halachon down?
Oh, we had to read halachon down. You're right. You're right. Did you do the bir halachon? We're going to do the bir halachon gimel. We're going to do now. Okay, so on page 280. Go back to the previous page. So there's a big bir halacha mitoch oichel. So you go six lines in. Is that bir halacha?
In chayidish, rather.
In chayidish. At the end of the line, it says Reisi b'sefer Mamar Mordechai. Okay, so that's what I'm gonna pick up on. Reisi b'sefer Mamar Mordechai shekasu al sefer zeh b'zalashonai. He says on this sif over here, sif dalit. Mikan near borrowed the mashanogim asidus gadolus kiyotza likrei hadag migabay. Well, the hosar hashitra shabemsa. They have this big, they have this fancy meal. So they take a big fish, they break open the back of the fish, and they take out the spine with the bones. The yeshes arba shabosa is milas is kain. You can't do that on Shabbos. Even though it's for immediate use, it's right at the beginning of the meal, so they're ready about to eat, so that's called the altar. But it's, you're taking the shedra and the bones away from the fish, that's pselus from oichel, which is chayiv. You have to leave the shedra there, you can't throw it away. Okay. If there's bones in the meat, you can't pull the bones out. Only derech achila. Now, what does that mean? It's the only way you can throw away the bone is if you eat the meat off of the bone and then you throw the bone away. Now, the bir halacha in the brackets. This is a quote from the Maamar Mordechai. The language of the Maamar Mordechai indicates that af beis achila gufa certainly zor shaloi lahafresh atzamas mina basal l'shich l'chutz. You cannot take the bones out of the meat, but rather you take the meat off the bones. Rak achresh akvar kolaf a basar ba'ochel. After you've peeled off the meat and eaten it, yachal l'shich, you can throw away the bone. Okay. So that issue is not so poshut. It could be b'shas achila mamish, you could be more makel. And that's what the Bir Halacha said in the previous Bir Halacha. That b'shas achila mamish, maybe you can take the bad from the good. And that goes into the head. There is a difference between the what's called the altar, which means right before the meal or during the meal, as opposed to babish at the time of the achila while you're eating. We're not back one way or the other. The meat, bones don't have any meat, you can't throw them away, you just leave them there. Eat the meat and the bones remain. So then you can throw away the bones, they're not mukhs, you know, whatever the issue, you can throw them away because now it's just psarless. I can't listen. Zog Mishra Brubi, Hine Ein Hoylem Nisharim B'Klal Adakta B'Zah. We find that general people are not careful to take the meat from the bones versus the bones from the meat. Meshas achila. The hainu, let me boy base achila gufa. Not only when they're actually eating are they mekel. There's the efshet shel nuchalim ches biyadam. The eshem al mishal lismach mechanal. Maybe they want to rely on. He wants to medike it from a from Ramban. Af kadem achila. They're preparing the food. They take off the meat, they take off the bones from the meat. I want to suggest that the bir halacha, a limud schus, that what they're doing could be is not, it might be mutter. Dehainu, lomi boy imot samas rakichi, riyam gam ken achila. The bones are edible. The matzi who is the aflach rosh my freedom. Even after you separate it out, you eventually eat them. That's called oichel and oichel. The body ain't shame solos aleo klau. But elafilia imhem koshim, their heart. So now it's moments solos. So what's the heter? Whom ishum the kiman that some is a boss or him bechibre echad. They're attached. Shaykh ben yinu mash evi magen rama sim tav kufiyud b'shem ayam shalomai v'yin losim ubatnim shenishtabru v'dayim heim b'kliposim. So the Marshal says in Yom Shoshomoy, a Chiddush, that even after you have your nuts, which you broke the nut off of the shell, you broke open the shell, and the nut is not attached to the shell, but they're still mixed in together, nuts and shells. Until you separate the shells away from the nuts, it's all called one thing. So it's not called psalms. So he wants to suggest the same idea that we're saying over there, that it's one unit and remains, so there's no dinbarer because it's not a teruvis. It's all one thing. The Rebbe has English Masak and Oichel Mitach HaShomer Tikon Oichel Ba'amu Ve'en Shem Allah Chalom Akan L'Shana. That's what we said, the Yom Shem Shlomo quoted the Magaram quoted the Yom Shem Shlomo. Okay, then he says in the brackets the Magaram brings a right Keneg and the Marshal that you don't say this Yisoid. He says that which he's disproving would not take away from my theory. It could be the altar that's not called Berer. If we do it for later on, maybe that's all he's proving is that for later on it is called Berer. But maybe for altar is okay. So maybe we should use the same type of swar that we say that you can peel a garlic clove or an onion, even though you're taking the bad from the good. But you're allowed to take it off because that's part of the normal achila. So that's called derech achila. If you're peeling it to use it right away, it's mutter. What's the lomdus mishum? The la'alter ain't shame psalus alaklibe alatikun oichel ba'am. So the lomdus we're going to suggest right now is it's not called psalus, and then you're taking psalus and oichel. You're not doing a ma'aseh bearer. You're just making the food ready to go. The psalus da'alma shu psalus gomer shu nifrim in oichel. Once it's independent from the oichel, it's a distinct own item, so that's called psalus. So that's a teruvus. You can't call it teruvus over here. It's all one thing. They're attached. So still attached. It's one thing.
So
that's what he's suggesting is a limud tzchus. What people are doing. That when during the time of a person's actually eating, the person takes the fish bones out of the fish, as opposed to taking the fish off the bones. So you're taking the bad from the good. It's not called bad from good. This is how you bring the food to the table. This is how you eat it. It's tikkun ochel ba'alma, and that's not what barer is. Fine. Fine.